You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, which serves Philadelphia, southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. And as always, I ask that you go to your telephone, invite family members and friends to tune in and join in our efforts to support American workers and change America's economy. And also, for those of you that received our internet update announcing the program, I ask that you go to your internet, go to your email and email family and friends and invite them to tune in. Well, today we are M&M. It's the M&M Hour. It's the Mark Andel and Michael Blihash Hour because Larkin Connolly is on special assignment and Rich is on travel. And of course, he'll be here with us next week. So we're looking forward to have Rich Logis here in studio. And I hope that all of you will enjoy today's broadcast. Well, just a piece of history, Mark. Today is September the 17th. And we're marking the 227th anniversary of the United States Constitution. And I'm always pleased to talk about that because the National Constitution Center is here in the city of Philadelphia, just a couple blocks from where we are. And the Constitution was actually signed in Philadelphia. The convention took place between May and September of 1787, and it was to replace the central government that existed at that time under the Articles of Confederation. And the Constitution was actually introduced in May 1787. It was discussed for several months, which is good for politicians to do. And then it was signed in Philadelphia today, 227 years ago in 1787. Now, afterward, each of the original states that were part of the Union at that time took the Constitution to their individual legislative bodies, and the United States Constitution was discussed. It was ratified by all of the states. The legislators got together and they said, okay, take it back to Philadelphia. And then that took a little bit of time because there was an internet, telephone, faxes, and everything else. So they took it state to state, and each state had the opportunity to discuss it before moving it on to the next state of the new union. It was all agreed upon, and the powers that governed the United States were then passed as the United States Constitution. That was on June 2nd, 1789. So as you can see, things in America have not really changed that much as far as the Constitution. But Mark, I want to read this to you and to all of our leaders. The Constitution, the preamble, it says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America." That was a beautiful document. Here we are, 227 years later, still governed by this great document. But some of the things in that document are going a little far off, you know, stretch, especially when it comes to our future, posterity. We should probably have asked them at that time to add in prosperity. Not only posterity for future generation, but prosperity for people who are living here amongst us. Mark, what would you have to add to the preamble?
Yeah, well, good afternoon, Mike, and to our listeners. I like the Eminem show, Mike. But I miss Larkin and Rich.
Well, they're on special assignment, and I'll tell you, they are really looking forward to the fall, and we have lots of things we're going to talk about in November and some of the efforts that I've been doing. So we'll talk about that as the show continues. But today is Constitution Center, and we have a concert in Philadelphia. We have some special visitors coming to the Constitution Center. We are doing it up, and I want to tell you, we're doing it up like never before. People are starting to get to the point where they want to return to some of those Constitution values. They want respect returned. They want to know what's happening in our schools and so forth and so on.
What a beautiful document. I think of it every day, and I mean that. I've got one in my office at home that I actually pick up every day, and I've got them in a store for sale. It's a blueprint, unbelievable blueprint, that these people, great people, put together. It's just, it's awesome. When a couple politicians would stop in a store, I'd remind them, you should read that great document, and I'd actually hand them one. One once had a small pocket one in his book and said, I've got it. Because I think we've got, so far off the Constitution sometimes that I think you just go back to that, read it. And I can't believe at times, Mike, how detailed and what they actually put forth there. Unbelievable. If the listeners haven't picked one up, there's some easy read ones. You can get your hands on it, but walk through it and just realize that blueprint made us, what we are today. And you're right, Mike, you can't go off of it. I did not know today was the 227th anniversary of the Constitution of the United States. Now, today is a very special day, so thank you, Mike.
Very good. And you can put a little sign up there. Help us celebrate the 227th and put your constitutions out there. Because quite frankly, with no teaching of civics in the schools and all, many of the boys and girls have not read the Constitution. They really don't know what's in it, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, they should, teach that more in schools. That's the document that we live by, that's America. And that should be taught at some level, and which grade, where could you start? But there's principles in there that should be passed on, and really so you understand how special we are as a country, and, the great men and women that designed that. It's just an unbelievable document. Today, when you go back 200 years, I mean, it's a long time, but you always want to go back to them basics. You want to go back to that model that they formed for us so that we preserve this for years and years to come. And I think that's what you're touching on, Mike. Where we get off the trail, we got to go back and really take a look at it.
Yes, we're people are spread out so much in this country. It's a vast country, and they're in communities and suburbs, in urban areas, and they just really need to get together to learn what our founders actually felt would be best for us. And believe it or not, all of what they wrote really was far above their time. They put that in writing, and today it governs us with no trouble. There have been amendments to the Constitution and things. That's fine. But it still guides us on our trip to liberty. And it is a trip. It's a constant on the go, like with Eminem today. You're on the go with Eminem.
The Constitution's for life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
And what a great country. I was telling my boys, I got twins, I was telling one of them that, what a blessing to be born in the United States if you were born. Some came over. But what a beautiful country. And, to read that document, I just think it's amazing. Back in 1787 or 1789 when they finally signed, that they thought and put so much time into that document. It's amazing to me that what they thought about and what they covered with it.
And we the people, we have to always remember, we the people, when we do things, we can't allow outside merchandisers and big businesses to overcome us. We have to do things on ourselves. Mark, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but David Muir, and I want to compliment him and thank him for putting back the focus on the Made in America. Were you able to see any of his shows?
Yeah, well, once you brought it up to me, my wife caught some, and sometimes I'm at work. It was outstanding that it's back on, and then right away, of course, we want to get back on. We were on World News 4 times, blessed, but David gets it. It helps so much to raise awareness. And again, on every bus and everybody I see when I get a chance, the buses come from around the country. I do my speech in the beginning, but I remind them, do two things. Make sure you vote and make sure you buy American. And I'm like you with World News. When we first opened April 3rd, 2010, World News came that June, but that segment did so much. And my nephew was close with the producers. They would talk weekly, and it just did so much in a positive direction for not only that summer and that fall, but they kept it rolling. So them segments just really helps with our movement, Mike, and you know all the efforts you put in through the years. But you get media working in the right direction, you know, that's what it shows you, what news could do.
And that's what we're going to do during the month of November. You know, I know this is going to be a slow start, but believe it or not, we already have about 23 businesses that we're going to be focusing on during the month of November. Some of them offer things on the internet, very unique things. Some are offering things in the area, the tri-state area. The fact that they are interested in being highlighted is really very cheering to me. You know, Mark, last Saturday I attended a get-together and I spoke with several of our radio and internet listeners, and I want to thank them for their participation and for discussing some of these things when they get together. I heard a lot of comments about last weekend's show with voting, and most of those comments were absolutely right on target. I couldn't have said them better, especially when people say that they hear all sorts of ads before the election, Mark, you'll love this, and then nothing, zero, after the election. It's like they all went away into some cave and are hiding.
You know, and that's where I talk about lip service. You get sick of it, you know, just hearing the lip service. We talked about the bashing commercials you see, talking about the other guy. I want to see the positives they're going to do, and I want an action plan. You know, I want a plan they're going to put in force. And that's where I, you know, credit the Made in America store, my team and family. You know, I mean, we put a lot of effort. It took a lot of work, but we've made change. And it makes people aware. But these politicians, when they sign up, they've got to not just go for, you know, somebody told them to do it. They got to really think about what they're representing and the people. Again, we the people, you know, we're talking about that on the, you know, anniversary of the Constitution. But we the people have so much power. And I'm telling every bus, all the people we see with the four stores, or we have 30,000 Facebook friends, Mike. We can tell. We can make change. Tell them, you know, complain a little at your counter. We want to see more Made in America. We don't like the way the state's run and the city, the town. So make difference next vote. And I just think it's so important. We keep raising awareness and getting the people to realize the power they have and how important they are to our future.
And that is happening, Mark. Everywhere I go. Last week, I did some efforts in preparing for Rich Loges coming in town. And I went to a few places and people are really starting to get tired. Of course, it happens more to people that lose a job within the family. Maybe a husband or a wife loses a job, or they're, you know, out of work for the summer or whatever, and they just say that I don't have the income to put to any of the special things that I would like to support or go different places. I simply don't have the money. So the people are saying, the big problem they see with the campaigns and why they don't go out and vote and why they are starting to get the message, and I'd like to see them really go out this time around, is that all the discussions during the campaign is forgotten and no one questions what was said during the campaign to get the voters out to vote. And that's very true.
Absolutely. Again, the importance, you talked that Rich is coming up next week, so you got to buy a lot of beer, huh, Mike?
Yeah, we're gonna do several. Henry Chaplinsky and I are all set because, you know, Rich is one of these that likes to go around. He's like the good time bear. So we're looking
video.
For a very good time out. And, Mark, one of these days,
we're gonna
get the shock when Rich is up next time. I'll have to pull him up again.
How long is Rich up for next week?
He'll be up for the whole week till probably Saturday.
Oh, very, very good.
And then he's got to go back to New York. He's on the road now. He's at a convention. So, you know, he's instead of being there and making, you know, himself go into some quiet area and with cell phones and all, he said that he'll bow out this week and be on with us next week.
Excellent. You know, I was As we've got General Welding, we got the Made in America store, the four stores, we got two plants, and you know, we're a big family at General Welding, plus our families. And you know, it reminds me more, and a lot of people, they do realize, but I'd like to educate them a little more, when you buy that Made in America product or that product made in our country, and you support that livelihood, that place that actually built it here, because we're a big family, General Welding, Made in America family, and people, life is tough, people have issues, and as I go through growth again, and you get different people, and you help them here and there, it's a great thing to be involved with. It's great to be part of a team that's working together. And I don't, you know, I just want people to realize when you're buying a product from overseas that, you know, it doesn't really go farther than the store you bought it from. You know, here, when you buy a Made in America product, that product has such a trail to it, you know, to the place that manufactures it, from the advertising, the glue, the packaging. Every component, each component probably has 10 to 50 places that you touch with it. And I don't think people realize how important that is to this country, how it was built. You know, Mike, I mean, what it does to buy Made in America and that pride that goes into them products.
Absolutely. And this is where this broadcast and so many of the other broadcasts that do my commentaries during their public service announcement are helping. We're trying to get people to change their buying habits. And that's all it is. You can do so much by directing money to your own family. And as Americans, we are one big happy family of 318 million people. And the sad part of it is, Mark, back in 1980, when President Reagan took office, we had in the country, we had 230 million people, and we had 100 million jobs, people working at jobs. Today, if you look on the debt clock, we have 318 million people. We have 122 million people working in private sector jobs and 24 million working in government jobs. So we're really way off balance. And that 40 million that I keep promoting, more and more of the people in the statistics end of it are saying, yes, you're right. And, you know, when you look at it state by state, you go into Illinois, they need over 1 million jobs. You go into Pennsylvania, you need over 900,000 jobs. You go into all these other places. You go to New York. I don't know exactly their numbers. It's listed up on one of the sites. But when you put them all together collectively, you need about 40 million jobs. You need to get to that 180 million jobs level in order to bring America's economy back to life. Without those 40 million jobs, and it's people like us trying to promote people to go to stores, speak up. You know, when you drive down the street and you see the little stores in the malls closing up, going out of business or whatever, sometime I'll go in and I'll talk to them and I'll ask what happened. They say, well, the economy and people didn't have the discretionary spending anymore, so they're really having to cut back. So that is why we're forced out of business. They may not be coming in the door, but every day I get a bill for electricity, for water, for heat, whatever, and I have to pay those bills. So in order for me to do that, I have to just pull out. And that's what we're trying to stop. And hopefully during November, which we'll talk about a little later in today's broadcast, what we're trying to do is get the people to see for themselves. And we've really changed minds and hearts, Mark. And your participation certainly did it. Your example certainly did it. Being featured in the movie helped you. Also being on with David Muir and Sharon Alfonsi and Diane Sawyer helped to bring attention to it. The problem we are suffering with is we don't have enough people on our side of the auditorium. If we walked into the auditorium and just Mark and a few of us and Rich and Larkin and Diane Sawyer and David Muir, there were only 10 people or 20 people on this side of the auditorium, and the I don't care people was packed on the other side, you see the type of, you know, situation we're up against. We have to change those minds and hearts of the other side of the auditorium, pull them on our side so that we're all part of a big, happy family. And that's all our efforts have been during our broadcast, the weekly commentaries that I've been doing, and all of your efforts going around, talking to people, pulling people into your store. I mean, you're never going to be making a multi-million dollar profit every year. But what you're doing for America is more important than you can imagine.
You know, and it's nice. I sleep good at night, but my children get it. They understand it. We've educated the young and old, even our workers and the people that come in. It's not about us. Because I do think, you know, we did get, selfish, politicians selfish or businessmen selfish. Attitude is everything. I mean, your attitude, you got to love your country. You got to respect it. And I think that's a big part. I think we got a break coming up, Mike, I'd like to tell you a little story about a guy that drove from Massachusetts when we come back.
Okay, very good. Hold on, and we'll be right back with the M&M Show.
Want products and services specifically made in America? Download the Gopher USA mobile app today, and you can have all the Made in America products in the palm of your hand. For simply 99 cents, you can download this great app from the iTunes Store and help bring jobs back to the USA. We encourage you to become a member of their mobile army. Joining is as simple as downloading the app and uploading the retail locations of American-made products near you. Show your support by wearing one of their custom Gopher USA mobile army t-shirts or dog tags. Retailers and manufacturers even use this app to promote UPC-based Made in America products they make or sell. Gopher USA is offering free downloads on Labor Day weekend as well as Columbus Day weekend. Start uploading today and become a proud member of the Gopher USA mobile army. Contact gophermadeinamerica.com to find out more information. Sonia Kaminsky-Breccia welcomes you to stop in and visit her at Nationwide's Ott & Associates agency located at 7967 Castor Avenue in Philadelphia. Sonia can handle any of your notary, licensing, and registration needs. Call Sonia today at 215-722-6020 or stop into their office and let her know you heard about her on this show. Pat's Auto Tags invites you to stop into one of their convenient locations for any of your needs. From DMV to fishing and boating licenses, notary, and insurance, Pat's has you covered. Pat's Auto Tags is an approved PennDOT online messenger center. They also have instant online access to Harrisburg at their main location located at 2536 East Allegheny Avenue in Fort Richmond. You can also stop into one of their other locations at Sanger Streets and Harbison Avenue, or C Street and Allegheny Avenue, where you can speak with insurance agent Cliff Hutchins, who represents Progressive and 10 other insurance companies. Stop in or visit them online at patsautotags.com. The Tri-State Media Network is an advertising service promoting businesses throughout the Tri-State region and beyond. Check them out today at tristatemedianetwork.com or like them on Facebook by searching Tri-State Media Network. Advertising your business is as simple as making a phone call. With low rates and a large audience, your business is sure to be seen and heard all over the area. Call one of their account managers today at 215-829-9200 or you can visit tristatemedianetwork.com.
On Tuesday, November the 4th, Americans will vote in the general election to fill several national, state, and local offices. It is important that Americans elect qualified individuals who will look out for the well-being of America, its employment base, and educational system. The only way positive things happen in America is when every registered voter exercises his or her privilege to elect worthy candidates to represent the best interests of the American people. If you're 18 years of age or older and a citizen of the United States, contact the office of your local elected officials and request a mail-in voter registration form. Registration forms are also available at post offices, libraries, and online at registertovote.org. Complete the form, mail it in, and you will receive your registration card in the mail. All 50 states offer mail-in voter registration forms. The last day to register to vote for the November election in Pennsylvania is October the 6th. In other states, it is generally 30 days before the election. All American citizens are urged to vote on Election Day. Well, welcome back to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. And you can listen from anywhere in the USA or the world by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and listen live link. And you can also listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by going to the same place, AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and click on the listen anytime link. Well, as I'm looking at the front page of our internet site, I see our good panelists, Larkin Connolly, Rich Logis, and Mark Andel. And I also see Mark's site, the Made in America store. Make sure that you go to that site and see what you can use. Spread it to your family and friends, because this is a year we have to look out for one another. As you heard, Mark, with the election ad, I've been promoting that on several stations and on our local stations and all of our broadcasts here on 860. We only have a few more weeks up until Monday, October the 6th, to register to vote. Now, I've been handing out registration forms at all of our meetings and gatherings. And, of course, most of the people say, well, I don't know, because it's the same old, Michael. But I say, look, help us. Let's see if we can do something. And most of the people agree with something that was said last week. And that is, could you imagine, Mark, if 80% of the voters came out and vote? That would be wonderful. But could you imagine how different America's economy would be if 80% of our America's consumers directed their buying power to American-made products?
I mean, right there, Mike, you could make so much change. Every day I think about what we talk on this show when we talk about voting, that only roughly, I think it's 20% of the country signs up to vote, and then roughly only 15% actually go out and vote. Like you said, it's so out of balance. If you had 80, 90% voting for qualified people, what a different country it would be for the better.
Yeah, the government seems that they just wanted to dumb down the people. It seems that they just found ways to tax. But my problem is with the elected officials, and I don't push people to register to vote Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party. I mean, we'll talk about that when we get on with Nick. We'll talk about things that should be allowed to happen, and they're not. The big parties stop competition by putting all these rules and regulations in the situation of registering to get on the ballot. They just didn't allow fair access to the ballot. And now we're suffering all these years later. Part of the problem is, as we're celebrating Constitution Day, is in the Constitution, there were no provisions for political parties. That's part of the problem. That was never an amendment. And if that could be amended, it is in some states amended, where to get on the ballot, all you have to do is have 1,000 signatures, no cost factor, and you're on the ballot. When people say, oh my God, if you did that, you'd have 50 people on the ballot. It would have ballot clutter. I say, well, if 50 people can go out and do some remarkable work, getting the word out, putting new ideas on the table, adding to the economy with posters and, you know, mailings and everything else, I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a problem with ballot clutter. We just have to educate the voters to make sure they know who they want to vote for before they get into the booth.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's more like an interview process I use for employees. I mean, you want to make sure you do have enough choices. Sometimes I'll run through 30 employees to find one. So that you do want more choices. We talk about that a lot, Mike, how, you know, there's not that many choices when it comes down to it. So you get two or three, and that's just not enough. The more you look at that, the more it's absurd.
You know, we're talking about the government. You know, when I was out last week, I had the opportunity to talk with a few tourists who told me, we were talking about voting. I was handing out registration forms and things to promote the registration drive. And a few of the tourists said to me, Michael, government has made it less possible for me to go out and support America's economy. I said, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more. Well, both of them that I spoke to, this particular couple, told me that both of them work at a full-time job and they pay their taxes through the regular payroll system. The problem is they're already taxed once, and then they have to be taxed over and over again through all these different supplemental taxes. And I said, okay, that's good. Tell me more, because I said, I'm going to put this on our radio broadcast. So the lady says to me, well, when you go out to eat, a good example, and you have a few refreshments, you're taxed on everything. I already paid on my income tax. Why do I have to be taxed and taxed again? Where are the taxes going? Then she said, we go and we travel around. We have to fill up our car with gas, and you're taxed on the gas. You park your car, and there's a big tax rate within the parking fee that you have to pay at the garage or at the place where you're going to park. You stay overnight at a hotel, and you're taxed for entertainment tax, all sorts of stuff. You live in your house, and you're taxed again. You want to have your lawn mowed, you're taxed now. You're taxed for having your lawn mowed. And also, if you have a cell phone or a regular landline phone, have mercy. Just looking at those taxes, you want to jump out the window. The problem is, these are just a few examples of the types of taxes that no one understands where the tax dollars are going. So I had a good opportunity this week to speak to one of our good elected leaders, and I said, you know, I would like to know where the taxes are going. And he said, well, it's usually outlined in the budget. We budget things. I said, well, that budget is so big, and yet the tax structure is 10 times bigger. How is that happening? And he said, well, you know, that would have to be a referendum where the people would demand full disclosure on their tax dollars. I said, well, how do we get that referendum on the ballot? And he said, well, good luck with that. He says, we don't even want third parties on the ballot, let alone a referendum asking where the tax dollars are going. So, Mark, you know yourself. Here you are running a business out of the Buffalo area. You're taxed on your property in order for you to make a living. After you've paid your property tax to operate your store and your welding facility, you then have to pay a profit tax after you've paid that tax. You have to match the tax on all of your employees, which people don't realize that the FICA tax is matched by the people pay some and the employers pay some. Absolutely. Then you have the unemployment tax. There's so many taxes that people simply do not understand. When someone told me they were offered a job for so much money, and I said to them, well, that's very good. And I said, but have you considered one thing? And he said, what is it? I said, have you considered how much taxes will be taken out of your money? And he said, no, I didn't think of that. I thought that was after taxes. I said, oh, no. I said, so many people, and that's a problem with the schools. People right. are not taught in schools how to figure out a payroll. When you put money down and somebody says, well, I'll pay you $10,000 for this, well, you have to take off your business tax, your registration tax, net profit tax. You have to add to your Social Security. You have to add to Medicare. All this stuff
and
comes.
And don't forget the school tax, Mike.
And the school tax, run for the hills.
I say that I just got my bill. I get four of them. But like I said, I pay over $60,000 in school tax. Now, you don't have to have kids. You pay that. Everybody pays that, which God bless. But when you add all this together that you're talking about, Mike, I go through it every day. It's very hard to make a dollar. So I always ask everybody, you know, you got to realize what it takes to make a dollar. And, you know, when you make that dollar, the government at this point is taking, if it's 39% in New York, you know, federal tax, well, the federal tax and then the state tax, it ends up being 50%.
Absolutely.
Probably a little more. So if you make a dollar finally, they're going to take half. So people don't really realize, and we're talking to small businesses that have to keep the lights on. It's really, you know, and how much can you charge over the counter? We talk about cost of sale. And no matter what we talk about this, and as business owners listening and startups, you've still got to stay positive. But you've got to know the brutal facts and how difficult it is to make a dollar. So and how you want to fight and, you know, elect people that don't raise taxes for every answer there is or create a fee. They're both three-letter words. It's either, Mike, a tax or a fee.
Right. Exactly. It's all the same. You know, at this point, the cost of everything has gone up over the years, yet America's income in the last 14 years has been totally flat, absolutely flat. So what is happening is that the people tell me, quite frankly, that they go out less because they don't have the money to pay all these taxes and the expense of the gasoline and everything else. So what they used to do weekly, maybe they do monthly. So where, who, how does that benefit America's economy? By taxing, they're not taxing in the right places. As I said, Mark, could you imagine yourself if you didn't have to pay your corporate tax, where you could be told that the money you pay to the federal government in corporate taxes, you could reinvest in your business, modernize your machinery, modernize whatever you have there? Wouldn't you appreciate that?
Yeah, pay better worker wages even than now, because then it gives them more disposable income. Then they're shopping at the stores. They can buy America.
And
product.
All that tax would then come back. The people would make income. They would pay it on the... But the government wants to be all hog. They want to take it from everybody and give to no one. But there is a problem that happened in the USA. In the last 34 years, our jobless rate has really skyrocketed. The people, if you look at the U.S. debt clock, which is right near your photo on the front page of American Workers Radio, it's right above your link on the internet. Look at the U.S. debt clock. I, by the way, I'm very pleased to say that our contact has fixed the debt clock a little more the way we would like it to be, but, you know, it's still a few things that I would like to see changed on there, but you can't expect everything. This happened in a matter of, say, 4 or 5 months. The old debt clock had just one column on the right side. Now I asked them, and they worked around it, where they put two columns. And if you look at the debt clock, you can study it. But it says right on there, without question, that the median income in 2000 was $28,638. The median income in 2014 is $28,471. So it actually dropped. The problem is, and I plead with everybody, to look at that debt clock. Go back in time. Take a look at some of the things that I discuss. Anything that I say here, I am backed up by the federal government through the United States Census, the Department of Labor and Industry, and all others. I wouldn't give in information that I thought was, you know, just something I wanted to say. I always am able to direct people to a site, an official site, that lets them know where my information came from. The sad part of it is, in 14 years, our income, our general income, went down, not up. And yet not one government official that I speak to has any concern about it.
Now, Mike, you sent me a link regarding the food stamp enrollment in Illinois outpaced the job creation by 2 to 1.
Yes.
I apologize. I couldn't open a link, but I thought that was just what I can see was very interesting.
What happened is, over the years, as jobs left, as businesses decided that they were just going to go overseas and buy an item for a dollar and sell it here in America for $10, they just left all these quality people and some people that need some training to get back on the road to success behind. And now we are loaded with welfare, people on very limited incomes, people who are really having a difficult time paying day-to-day bills, and the government has not shown any remorse whatsoever. All they continue to do is find new ways to throw taxes at you. And that's where leadership in America has to change. As you said, and I know from hearing the political ads, all they're doing is jabbing at one another. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. I would rather see a politician get up there and say, this is what I'm going to change. This is what I'm going to do to make life better in America. This is what I'm going to do to bring businesses back here. This is what I'm going to do to help maintain the businesses that we have. I don't want to know if this one did this and 5 years ago they were seen doing that. I'm not interested. I'm interested in what plan of action you have to give to me today.
It's funny, they're selling their product, their self, but when I sell a product, if it's a plow or a trailer, you sell your product. You talk about the highlights and the great things you offer in your product. I rarely talk about the competition. I leave them out. They can look at it theirself, but you're selling your product. A politician's selling himself. What can they do? Instead of hearing the negatives about others, which tells me what type of person they are right away, I'd rather hear, like you said, Mike, the good that they're going to cause or they can do or their plan they're going to try. Everybody fails or succeeds, but at least try it. I'd like to tell you, do I get time to tell a story of yesterday?
Absolutely.
Mike, this customer, which ends up being he's a vendor of ours. His name's Sean. He owns Wax Accessories. Takes a drive up with his top salesman all the way from Massachusetts to see us yesterday because we're selling the signs. The signs are wooden signs with different funny sayings on it or whatnot. So I got to know him. We bought some pizza. He's seen the store. Loves what we're doing. We're their top 20 retailers out of 1,800 already, Mike. So selling these fun signs. And talking to him, I said, geez, how did you start your business, Massachusetts? And he said, well, my parents started out a garage, and they built a product. And at 18 or 20 years old, him and his sister went over to China and decided to build it in southern China. So 7 years he spent there building the product. I said, what happened? He said, well, the quality kept going down and down. And also, they weren't subsidizing as much, but it was mainly a quality issue. He said, then he came back over. They couldn't believe the recalls they had. They couldn't believe the problems he had. And his parents never said too much. Well, he changed, and he got into these signs. He said he's going to build them in the United States. And it's quite a story because he then turned the company around. He's got 18 or 20 people, and they're doing very well building the product here. He sees the movement. He feels the movement. People are asking. But the respect that he gets in the quality here, he doesn't have the recalls. But we learned a lot just talking, and I said, how's Massachusetts? And very, very tough. He said, they really don't understand what it takes to run a business. I said, boy, they don't grab it all the way in New York either. So we were talking about just how a lot of people don't realize what it takes to run a business. We're talking a small business, the livelihoods it creates, but what it takes to run it and get the job done. But I thought it was interesting that he took a company, and he was making 1,000% markup. A lot of people don't realize why they're going overseas, the markup difference. I might make 30 to 40 to 50 to 60, the percentage he made, but then he paid it. It took 7 years, but it all came back because quality. And quality, the recalls that he made. So Americans generally make a better product. The quality's there. And that's what we have to have that culture change, Mike. And remember, it's not all about price. It's about jobs and quality and keeping the money in our country.
Absolutely. And that's what looking at those labels is all about. Yesterday on David Muir's report, he went to a flashlight company. I don't remember exactly where it was.
Oh, really?
Maglite. He went to Maglite.
Oh, okay, yes.
And the gentleman who was the owner told that he had many offers from outsiders to bring, take his products and make it over there where he'll not be able to have all the aggravation of the employee stuff and all, just turn it in. And this guy said absolutely no. And in fact, he was one of these stubborn people. He says, I will do is what I want to do. And he kept the jobs here. And with the help of this type of a program, like we have American Workers and some of the other efforts, he is now growing. They've upped their payroll by 50 additional people as people go out and look for things American made. You just said something earlier when I said that at a conference that people can bring stuff in foreign made and sell it for 1,000%. People sat there in amazement. And I said, no, it's not that. It's not what you think. When I say 1,000%, think about what it is. It's like the situation with the Thai, the group that came from China, and they said that they were disturbed at the way the American people were doing business. And I said, well, explain, what do you mean? And the guy says, well, I work with the bill of lading, so I know exactly what each item comes over on the container off the ship, from the ship to the ship. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, $2.13 for the tie. People remember my saying that on the Saturday show. But he says, when we're here at Macy's in Philadelphia, we're walking down from Drexel University, we're walking through the city, we go into the store, and there's all of our products sold for $39. And it came to this country for $2.13. I said, well, that's over 1,000% profit. And he says, well, how is that happening? I said, well, you have to talk to your merchandisers. Well, believe it or not, that's 2 years ago. Since then, I heard several reports where those groups have been going back and complaining that they should be paid more, not be kept wages down, but increase wages. And that's where China's work, the cost of their work is going up.
Mike, if you had a $5, if you went to the store, you could go to a mall, any one of our listeners could find a $50 Nike shirt. If that shirt costs $5, it's 1,000% markup at 50.
Yep.
You know, that's all over. You know, these American image or American branded companies, Nikes and that, which aren't built here, it is a shame. But that's what the markup, and people don't realize, you know, what they're paying for a foreign-made garment that was bought for $5. You know, that's business, like you said, merchandising. But that's 1,000% markup. Geez, we get, you know, if we got 50%, we'd
a
be
man,
lucky.
Mark, a man stopped me who was in advertising for several years. He retired now, and he was up in Philadelphia with some of his family in the historic district. And he said to me, you know, years ago when I was in marketing, we really had to sell the people through the radio program. We didn't have all the visuals. I mean, he retired when the cable companies just started. They went to 20 channels or something. Now it's like 500 channels. He said it's impossible to stop the fast pace. People are just hit with all kinds of ads. They don't have the chance to think, well, where is it made? What is it made? I just need it. I want it. I'll go out and buy it without looking at the label. He said to me, I'm amazed with your progress, that you haven't dried up your mission, that you keep hammering away. Look at labels. You have the ability to do whatever you want. It's your dollar. Nobody walks into your house, goes to your wallet, takes the money out. You have to go to the store, put in your credit card or your dollar bill on the table, and be done with it. Nobody has to do the work for you. You do it for yourself. And that's where my message to people everywhere I go. Mark, hold on, and all of our listeners, hold on. I just want to acknowledge briefly a few of our very faithful sponsors, who include Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, Chester Chanowski of Serena's Auto Body Shop, the Netcost Market, located at 117,001 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, the PRCUA, the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, the oldest Polish national fraternal life insurance organization in America, and best wishes to all from Michael Steinman, Esquire. He has two offices in Philadelphia. For more information, give him a call at 215-564-1866. And also by Dr. Eva Machak, and she has two offices in Philadelphia. Give her a call at 215-739-2787. And also, Dominic Rostotsky, attorney at law, has two offices in Philadelphia at 1835 Market Street in Center City, Philadelphia. Give him a call at 215-575-7624. And when you're out and about in the Port Richmond area, remember that Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. And while you're there, if you're considering doing some travel, right across the street is the Polish American Travel Service at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue. And when you're out shopping for the best mushrooms you'll ever enjoy, as well as lots of other frozen food items, look for the name Giorgio, a symbol of quality since 1928. And Mr. Martin Bednarek, president of Washington Savings Bank, reminds you that they have five locations in Philadelphia. Whenever you stop by, make sure you let them know that you hear about them during our broadcasts here on 860. And Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio wants to thank everyone for supporting American workers. She's an attorney at law representing clients in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And Karen Junad is a representative of State Farm Insurance. They handle auto, home, and life insurance. For more information, call Karen at 215-862-5490. And for a great smile as well, you can go to Dr. Virginia Zazin and Everest Dental at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. And Mr. Frank Spula, who is the national president of the Polish National Alliance, America's largest national life insurance organization. Wants to remind you to check on your life insurance needs. And for more information, give them a call at 1-800-621-3723. Well, Mark, believe it or not, not only are we getting close to Election Day, but we're also getting closer to November, American Made Month. And during that entire month of November, American Workers Radio is certainly going to be promoting all that we can about our businesses, industries, manufacturing, places like yourself, and so many others that have contacted us. We got about 23 or 24 contacts that we'll be highlighting during the month of November, and probably more will be in the system in a little bit. I want to thank everyone for contacting us, and I'm going to ask you to go to our site and look at the link. It gives you the full description of what we're trying to do. It's November, American Made Month. You can go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and you'll see the link right under the pictures of our panel. Just click on that and it gives you a full description, starting with the schedule of November the 4th, which is Election Day. And after that, we have our monthly celebration of National Small Business Weekend. That's going to be November 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then, Mark, here's where you're a very important part of this. I'd like you to highlight the fact that you do a lot for veterans. On November 11th, we're going to honor veterans. And, of course, your participation is very important on that particular event. And then we have the weekend of November 14th, 15th, and 16th. And I'm going to ask all of you to let family members and friends know exactly what you bought that's American made and talk about great products made in America that would be great gifts for the holidays. And then on November the 27th, it's Thanksgiving Day. It's a time to get family and friends on board with the Buy American Made campaign and see what we can do to get more jobs in America. Believe it or not, there's a lot of companies out there struggling, and many of the businesses don't pull them in because they are getting different stuff from their suppliers. And as you speak up, more and more merchandisers are looking for American made products. And then on Friday, November the 28th, it's Black Friday. It's a time for all of us to go and look for the businesses and the products made in America, not just run to the stores wildly and buy anything that comes across our path. And then on Saturday, November the 27th, it's Small Business Saturday. This is a national effort, and everybody goes out the Saturday after Thanksgiving, tries to support the small businesses. And I'm going to ask all of you to support the businesses that you know are offering American made. I'd like to see this last quarter of the year be the best quarter any of us can imagine. And then on Sunday, November the 30th, the last day of American Made Month, we'll be able to sit back and talk to family, friends, and coworkers about some of the manufacturers that, and some of the items that we found made in the USA, hopefully encouraging them to go out and buy those products for the holidays or any time throughout the next year. Mark, I mean, we're doing our best to promote this idea. I hope that you'll be able to add more as you go along. I know you're going down into Florida for Larkin's conference, and I know you're doing something for Veterans Day. And I'm asking all the listeners, the business people, all of our advertisers to help us promote November American Made Month.
Well, Mike, I think it's awesome what you started. I'm very behind it. We're resetting our stores now. Our fourth quarter for all retail is a major, major time. I always laugh sometimes, even my bankers, how big could fourth quarter be? Well, for both my business, it's everything. You know, you work all year, just keep the lights on, and we hope for a great fourth quarter. So what you're doing, and maybe we could get David Muir, you know, I'm working with our social media. Like we said, we got, you know, 30,000 friends. We're going to tell them all about Buy American, not only November, but December too. But November is our push. I love how you read through all the dates. November is packed with a lot of great dates, and our veterans mean everything to me and you and everybody that has freedom. And, you know, right now they're being tested again. So, you know, I hope they're in everybody's prayers because a lot's going on around
and
the world.
A good point, Mark, is we have many veterans returning back from service at this time. they're already scheduled to come back
yes.
and join the general population. Well, I'd like to see those people be able to go out and have a job offered to them rather than having to go through, you know, a few weeks of this and then go on unemployment and everything else. I want to get people back to work. I worked for an agency for a long time, Polish American Social Services, also known as United Social Services. It's been a great time for me to understand people, how people want to work. I don't understand the philosophy of people just wanting everything, gimme, gimme, gimme. We don't have those kinds of people. And that's what I'm trying to promote, the idea of everybody working, everybody being independent, everybody supporting themselves. And that's what you've done. I mean, you struggled sometimes in your life, but you got up each time and said, I am moving forward.
Every day you got to get up. You know, today at 1:30 we got a bus from Oklahoma. I'm going to make sure they know all about you, Mike, the American Workers Radio, M&M, and more, right?
But Mark,
but you know, it works talking it up. These people go back to Oklahoma and they'll tell about us and the movie and the Made in America movement, and they'll talk it up. And that's what's neat. Them 50 people can turn into, you know, 5,000 pretty quick.
That's right. Word of mouth means more than anything. That's what that advertising man said to me. He said, you know, you could see the ads and they just become humdrum. But word of mouth, which is something that you're doing, you're standing here telling us all this information. I won't forget you. I won't forget what you're talking about. I won't forget that you gave me that green flyer. It's unbelievable. He said, this is where we're going to change the American psyche, but one person at a time. Mark, as we close off today, we're going to play something that you gave to Henry. And it's from your good friend, Ricky Lee.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us today. Mark, we'll look forward to hearing again from Larkin and Rich and Mark next Wednesday. Until this Saturday at 11, I wish all of you the very best. Basha will be back tomorrow and Friday and back on Sunday again. I'll see you on Saturday. David Zenya, have a great day. My best wishes. Thanks so much, Mark.
Take care, Mike.
Not worried about them moving itself, closing the doors, shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Church steeple, where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed and ain't afraid to say God's name out loud.